You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, I've been trying to find out what in the world is going on with Larimer Square. Another business has moved out of Larimer Square. There have been some businesses that have been there for decades, and they're out. Now Ted's Montana Grill, which has been there for 20 years, could not renegotiate a new lease, so they closed their doors on Monday.
Oh, man.
They joined many, many others, including one of my all-time favorite spots to go and have an adult beverage, Green Russell, which closed a few months ago. But that's many places that have left this iconic downtown area since their new owners took over in 2020.
You just said it, the iconic downtown area. And you see dollar signs if you own some of those buildings down there.
Yeah, it's an investment firm that came in and bought Larimer Square. And look, I don't know. I don't want to say anything out of turn or anything, but it's pretty interesting that so many places are just bailing since this new company came in.
Mm-hmm.
So let's leave it at that. Green Russell, what a fun place. It's too bad they closed that. Hey, Elizabeth Holmes, she's that Theranos CEO who was sentenced to 11 years in prison for defrauding investors. She has remained out of prison while they try to negotiate, like, when she has to go. And they wanted to keep her out while she was appealing. Finally, a judge has said, enough of this nonsense. You're going to prison on May 30th.
Oh, man. Pack your bags.
So she has about, 12 more days. And she says she's going to spend those 2 weeks trying to arrange childcare for her two children. She has a 1-year-old and a 3-month-old.
Oh,
is that
man.
Right? Yeah.
That sucks. So
off she goes to prison. What else is trending? You know, we've heard all the stuff about how the government has been banning TikTok from the phones of government employees. And there's been talk about other places doing it. Well, Montana, the first state to officially ban TikTok.
Okay.
This new law will take effect on January 1st. Lawmakers passed the bill last month. Now it's been signed into law by the governor. And he tweeted out, Jeremy, that he is trying to, quote, protect Montanans' personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party, end quote.
Well, probably the first of many states now to start doing this, I bet. I start trickling down. I don't know. Maybe.
I just don't see it holding up in court. Like TikTok has already said, we are going, you know, we're going to court over this.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to figure out how they could possibly do it, too. Apparently, it bans distribution so that companies like Apple and Google cannot offer it on their app stores. And if they do, Montana can fine them $10,000 per violation every day.
Yeah, I guess they can tell where your phone or tablet is within the country and then shut it down within that area.
This is going to be a fascinating battle because TikTok says that it is, and this is their quote, an attempt to censor American voices.
Sure, they're going to fight back. They want our data.
They say the bill's constitutionality will be decided by the courts. This whole thing about Americans and their data, to me, is a joke anyway. How we pick and choose, you know, how we're going to protect our data when we then turn around and willy-nilly give it to millions
of people.
Well,
it's not only handing out your data. It's the stuff that they're pushing to your phone, too, the analytics behind it. You know, we've talked about this, where kids in China are seeing science and math accomplishments, and kids here in America are getting pushed jokes and swimsuit ads.
I don't believe that
conspiracy. I do 100%.
Theory. That's ridiculous. 100%. That is such a political piece of nonsense.
There's multiple articles
on
that.
People get pushed what they want to watch. It's not some foreign power trying to dumb down America. Americans do that on their own daily.
Because a lot of these things that we're watching are banned overseas, so they're not getting it on their version of TikTok. Just us.
Color me skeptical of all that. And then the last, what else do I have? Anything interesting before I turn it over to you? I thought this was funny. I was writing this up for the Mindbender Club mailer that more than half of Americans say that their pet is their soulmate.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That their pet knows them better than anyone else?
Probably. Probably.
See, Americans are already dumbing down and crazy. They don't need help from any app. What else is trending?
Well, a giant wiener is trending this morning, you guys. Believe it or not, the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile that's been around just shy of 90 years, changing their name. The Wiener Mobile is now going to be the Frank Mobile. And they are saying, no, it's not because people have issue with the W word. They say it's promoting a new recipe that they're rolling out this summer. It's a new formula for their all-beef Franks. Which will feature, Dom, a more balanced flavor profile and iconic beefy taste. Mm.
Not as many pig lips in it, huh?
Frankmobile. Nobody's going to call it that. Just like, you know, when they changed the name of Mile High Stadium to the various names, it's still just Mile High Stadium.
So you're right.
It will forever be the Wienermobile. Big news coming out yesterday with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They almost met the same fate as Princess Diana on Tuesday night. Meghan received an award at some sort of fancy ceremony in New York City, and when they got in their car to leave, the paparazzi followed them. And things got dangerous, apparently. The relentless pursuit, is the quote, lasted over 2 hours. Resulted in multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians, and NYPD officers. This sounds pretty scary. Why did they continue this for 2 hours? Why didn't they just pull over somewhere and run into like a come and go or something and hang out? Why did they just keep going? I don't get that. Anyway, there's photographers on the sidewalk running red lights, the whole nine, the whole paparazzi thing. So I don't know. I feel like they shouldn't have done that. Here's some random celebrity stuff. New trailer out for the new Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. I put it on our Facebook if you want to check it out.
Crazy stunt is Tom Cruise doing in this one?
My biggest takeaway from the trailer is that dude does not age. He looks so good. He looks like he did in the first Mission Impossible. But yes, you're right. It's like multiple scenes in that with him running at full speed and jumping a motorcycle off a cliff and then pulling the parachute.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, remember a few weeks ago we were talking about Xander White and his wife. They wanted to see Taylor Swift tickets so bad, but they couldn't get tickets at all to see Taylor Swift. But they had a bargaining chip because they own a pizza shop. And they said anyone that came in and gave them Taylor Swift tickets would get free pizza for a year.
They find
a
taker?
A local woman came in, Jeannie something or other, Davidson, was going to the Taylor Houston show with a friend, and they had two extra tickets. So they wandered into the pizza shop and gave them to Xander and his wife. And it looks like they're going to be getting pizza for a year. And she's like, you know, it's really nice. I'm trying to be healthy. I'll try to go as often as I can. So I guess the woman that gave the tickets is just kind of chalking it up to a good deed. But they got their tickets. Everybody's happy.
I'm glad they get to go.
Hey, have you had the new Facebook scam hit you yet? I've gotten this message multiple times on my messenger. They're calling it the meanest scam ever. If one of your Facebook friends DMs you and says something like, do you know who just died? Or did you see who died? Look who died in an accident. Don't click on that link. It's a phishing scam to steal all your info. And of course, it's meant to prey on your emotions, thinking like, oh my God, who died? Who died? If you click on that,
you're asking.
You're kind of asking for it.
If you fall for any of that stuff.
So obvious, isn't it? Look who died. Oh no! A new poll out, 35% of adults say that they are just too tired to live a healthy lifestyle. I'm so seepy. Story here says young people are the most tired than older folks. Why are we so tired, Dom?
Staying up too late watching TikTok videos.
Probably watching people dance and play practical jokes on each other. I get it, though.
You know what TikTok feeds me more than anything? It has learned me.
What's that?
Stand-up comics.
Yeah, they do. They do like that. Yeah,
I get more Nate Bargatze stuff than anybody on the planet. Yeah,
that's good. I love this new device coming out from the ketchup folks at Heinz. They introduced a new machine that's going to let you create your own special sauce blend. It'll pop up at like restaurants and cafeterias, stadiums. So you walk up to it and you pick a base sauce like ketchup, ranch. Heinz 57, something like that. And then you can add flavor enhancers, Dom, like buffalo or mango or jalapeno. And you can just make the craziest concoctions and combinations. And the machine is called the Heinz Remix. Pretty cool, right? You down? You dig it? You like it? No?
Sure.
Too much for you. Too much. Too many decisions. And then one more thing. I guess that could have been our Fat America, but this is Fat America right here. IHOP, they're now selling pancake-flavored coffee. One is like a signature blend. One is called buttery syrup coffee. And then chocolate chip pancake coffee. my teeth hurt, man.
That's hilarious. You know, with all of the, you know, trying to eat healthy stuff, I would put pancakes in the top three of things that I miss the most.
They're so good, aren't they?
I don't know what it is about such a ridiculous food, but that's something that a Sunday morning, I really want to go have a big steaming plate of flapjacks. And
rub a little butter on it and just go to town. Yeah. Girl. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
You find that on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. It is wedding season, and one of the most expensive things at a wedding to pay for is the caterer. And I posted a link to a bride that has gone viral for her cost-effective, efficient decision for her wedding to serve Chili's, Dom. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. Instead of spending like $10,000 on a caterer, she spent like $1,900 and had Chili's brought in. And she said everybody was so happy. There was like 100 people there. What a great idea. She's brilliant. So check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.